Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Omar, and here's what he briefly has to say. Thank you for being there when I need advice and perspective, Sandman. Well, Omar, thanks for the donation, and I wanted to use it to cover a 75-page university thesis about Midtown, Sweden, by someone named Sebastian Gygax. I had to sort through a lot of verbal diarrhea in that thesis, so you don't have to. But to be fair, when you're in university, you put more emphasis on the length of your thesis than what you have to say in it. If you're still interested in reading it yourself, I put a link to it in the description. Sebastian is trying to bring a new perspective to MGTOW. He interviews Swedish men in the community and engages with MGTOWs online for 10 weeks, trying to answer the questions, why do people turn to MGTOW? What is it like being MGTOW? How is MGTOW expressed and practiced in everyday life? He reaches the conclusion that turning to MGTOW correlates highly with feelings of disruption, tension, and frustration. Also that identifying with MGTOW is fashioned by an opposition towards dominant and established norms. The MGTOW can be understood as acts of resistance, since men that go their own way oppose dominant and established norms they feel are being imposed on them. His goal was to get past the previous understanding of MGTOW being a misogynistic, homophobic, and pathological thing. That actual interactions with men going their own way can yield a completely different picture. But I don't think he understands that the media and feminists don't want to get a different picture. They like the picture they paint about us, about being hate-filled misogynists. Sebastian says that there are three reasons that men go their own way from women. The first central concept is that society is increasingly gynocentric. The men Sebastian interviewed kept coming back to the point of brainwashing. That feminism is exaggerating the state of entitlement men supposedly have. The men are entitled when compared to women, even though we're suffering through the disadvantages of a gynocentric state. The second core value that he brings up is our belief in the difference between male and female nature. He says that within MGTOW, men are often described as competent, logical, and independent, and women are often described as manipulative, hyper-emotional, and dependent. Clearly not all men or women, but it's a generalization. The third key value is that going your own way is a philosophy with the focus on the individual instead of the collective. I'd say that last one is best described and most accurate of his observations. He spent most of his time on YouTube, Reddit, Facebook, and Twitter to reach some of his conclusions, because we're primarily an online community. But he also interviewed some men face-to-face. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to someone finally trying to observe and understand us from an unbiased academic perspective, Clown World Show. Sebastian, if you're listening to this, I'll tell you why guys go their own way. It's all about where's the beef. There's a television commercial from the 1980s where an old woman opens up a hamburger and notices that the meat is tiny when compared to the rest of the contents. What she's implying is that there's no value to buying the competitor's hamburger because they took the beef patty away, or at least shrunk it down in size. Men go their own way because we were lied to by society that women were oppressed while men were the oppressors. No one told us that it's just projection on women's part to manipulate us with shame and guilt to get more of the goodies they want. They don't provide the value they once did. Even if they do, you still might actually have to pay the price through divorce. Men also weren't warned about female nature and exploitation from a young age, because it's not in the best interests of society. A society that seems to take women's best interests at heart, but not ours. We weren't taught that traditionalism, i.e. cooking and cleaning and child-rearing, by women, is just one form of male manipulation where men get the carrots. But feminism through shaming and guilt is just using the stick instead. MGTOW provides a roadmap for many men that makes sense. We can see female behaviors like monkey branching away from lower sexual marketplace value males to higher ones and understand they are mercenaries with mammaries. We can understand that women don't love us the way that we love them. So we begin to question if the emotional, financial, and spiritual investment in a relationship is really worth it. We realize that above all, relationships are a form of spiritual rape, as the Nagasaurus we partner with keeps using and abusing us as emotional tampons, and then we start to see women's NPC-like shaming language come out when we're no longer interested in relationships. They ask, who hurt you? Are you gay? Why do you hate women? And so on. It's women's scripted manipulative behavior that reinforces our decision to remain single. Women don't provide any compelling arguments as to why we should re-engage in relationships. All they provide is shame for our so-called selfishness for staying single, which is yet more projection, because they call themselves brave when they stay single and independent. And men never call them out for being selfish at that point. MGTOW is a place of peace and calm, free of drama for the first time in our lives. Why wouldn't we want that? Why would we actually want to give that up? More men would go their own way if our community wasn't being censored, and because it's hard to talk about male independence when women need us for their own emotional dependence. Women are gaslighting us that men are the ones oppressing women. Meanwhile, it's women that are just projecting their own behaviors onto us. Who wants to play the rigged love me long time game? Not me. As I was reading through the thesis, I thought it was an interesting topic presented in an uninteresting way. That's the honest to tampon truth. That's one of the reasons that I'm working on my 200-page book that'll be easy to digest. I won't use buzzwords like PUA, MGTOW, MRA, or even incel in it. The propaganda against it will be limited if I do that. And I'm debating if I should write it under a female name, because that too makes it harder to criticize it as a misogynistic work with personal attacks instead of constructive criticism, which I would welcome. I want to force feminists to debate and bring up the actual ideas in the book instead of simply using labels to write off my ideas. But you know that won't happen. But at least I'll try. I'm also putting a ton of funny yet controversial lines in that book to make sure that people want to read it, because it'll bring them pleasure when they do read it. Plus, I know everyone has a short attention span these days, so small bite-sized 1 to 2 page write-ups for key concepts is actually a lot easier on the mind and your memory than having to read and tie in 20 pages of text together. I'm starting each section in a hilarious way, and then moving on to densely packed yet entertaining ideas that help the audience reach an aha moment and alter their consciousness. The idea is to include the key manosphere arguments as to why smart men do a cock-benefit analysis and choose not to get married. As for Sebastian's thesis, after I read about a third of it, the introduction and the conclusion, I decide that it can all be condensed into roughly 3 to 5 key pages. But professors demand 50 to 60 pages to prove students did their work, so oftentimes ideas get diluted in a sea of stale words. I wonder if back in the days when paper and the printing press were scarce and expensive technologies, if people would actually write every word carefully and with purpose. Universities need to impose creative restrictions by forcing students to get their ideas out as quickly as possible. Sebastian says that MGTOW is anti-feminist and therefore stigmatized in Sweden. He spoke to 70 guys online and did actual 11 interviews, half of those in public spaces. Sebastian is also a gay male, which on one hand makes it harder for him to understand the plight of straight males in relationships with women. But his sexual orientation also makes things easier for him, because it might have been the reason he was able to write his thesis in the first place. Because it's a lot harder to be criticized by Swedish feminists if you're a gay male. They are NPCs that see gay males as allies, and will risk being called homophobic by him. He says that men told him there's actually a crisis in masculinity, anxiety, and stress, because we can't be traditional breadwinners anymore. Also that society encourages us to be emotionally vulnerable, that there's a conflict between the traditional and modern male role. Both roles, in my opinion, are used to manipulate men. The traditional one is on the right and women use it to control men, and the modern male soy boy role is on the left and also used to control us. The carrot versus the stick approach. We need a third way. And for right now, MGTOW is it. I was impressed that Sebastian identified this conflict. Besides myself, only a handful of guys have spoken about this that I've heard so far. He also told guys he interviewed that he was gay, so there goes the argument that MGTOWs are homophobic. Sebastian also likens MGTOW to an observable act of resistance, the way the rural farmers in Malaysia rebelled against the wealthy landowners back in the day. The idea is that MGTOW is often under the radar from the dominant group in society. On around page 25 out of 75 pages is when his work finally gets good. He says this, and I quote, "MGTOWs are resistant to those dominant established norms they believe are being imposed on them by a force that's similar to that which Foucault calls a regime of truth," unquote. He discusses various case studies that are interesting. One guy, Simon, says he's a natural-born MGTOW, only associating women for sex. Sebastian is trying to figure out why men are dumping a conventional worldview for a more obscure one like MGTOW. He says one guy named Danny adopted bachelorhood to avoid previous disappointments with relationships. Simon also went his own way to avoid previous tensions with his relationships. So what I mentioned before about finding a framework to make sense of reality is what MGTOW's all about. But did it really take 25 pages of text to get there? Sebastian says that another guy named Leonardo found MGTOW liberating, because it also put some of the blame on women, and that all the blame wasn't on men, but it was actually shared with women too. Also that MGTOW provided a satisfactory explanatory narrative for why the things in his life had happened. Sebastian brings up observations from 1965 by Laughlin and Stark, that for someone to take on a deviant perspective like MGTOW and drop a normal societal view, they need to develop an effective bond with the given community that they share the same values with. Another guy named Seif that Sebastian interviewed found liberation in MGTOW much the same way that I did, where my focus shifted away from women and onto myself. If it's true that we need an online community to fully self-actualize as men going our own way, then it's clear why Reddit has gotten rid of us, and why YouTube has demonetized us, and our community has started to shrink and disappear away. Maybe the acronym is more important than we could have imagined. Maybe I should use it in that book after all. Tell me what you guys think in the comment section. Also, maybe that's why so many guys send me their stories, because they're looking for a sense of community to validate their so-called deviant behavior. I guess I need to read the rest of Sebastian's thesis, because there are actually some valuable insights there. I guess at first glance, there was no beef, but it's there hiding about the third of the way through. I would start reading from around page 25 until you get bored. So it is actually worth reading after all, from that point forward. My conclusions were premature after only reading the introduction and ending. My bad, but at least I admitted that I made a mistake. The last thing I want to share is that Sebastian mentioned that he believes that it's possible that some men leave traditional male roles because today they no longer generate success for them. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Omar for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that I smashed Sebastian's arguments before I even read them. My bad. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the left from suppressing the academic papers about MGTOW way. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.